summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 9:16, time for Market Watch, as Ibrahim speaks to Woon Tian Yong, investment analyst at Phillip Futures.
Good morning, Tian Yong. Midweek, we saw OPEC agree to cut oil output for the first time in 8 years. And since then, markets have been moving quite steadily. Crude oil prices have surged up to 5%. What can we expect in terms of the total production of oil following this particular agreement?
Hi. Good morning, Ibrahim. It's great speaking to you. In terms of the actual size of the cut of the total production, personally, I feel that despite the large price movement we have seen in the markets following the agreement, I got to say that the actual cut is relatively small. So to grant some perspective to the actual size of this cut, according to a production survey by Reuters, August OPEC production was estimated at 33.19 million barrels a day. So a target output of 32.5 million barrels a day means only a cut of 2.07%. To me, that is not anything particularly significant, but modest at best.
On oil price speculation, where do you think it will go, and how do you think it will impact some of the budgets of ASEAN countries like Malaysia and Indonesia, which is highly correlated with the oil sector?
Well, with regards to the oil price speculation, I personally think that the initial reaction in oil prices was rather pronounced, overwhelming, I would say. I felt that the movement in the prices immediately following the announcement was more of an indication of the market surprise with the OPEC's sudden decision to cut production rather than a true reflection of any fundamental change. So with respect to oil prices, I expect that, you know, the levels of 50 to 52 USD per barrel when it comes to Brent futures may be tested, but the market will actually is expected to wait and see how things develop.
Malaysia is actually estimating or targeting a budget deficit of 3.1%. Do you think that oil price relief will ease the deficit of these countries like Malaysia and Indonesia?
Well, if it actually eases, I mean, if oil prices actually go up and remain supported at high levels, it may provide some relief to the Malaysian economy, but not so much to the Indonesian economy. Yeah.
How do you think this will impact the ringgit in particular?
So for actual price movements following the ringgit, what we have observed is that there's an immediate there was a reaction in the ringgit following the announcement as the ringgit appreciated against the US dollar. However, as we speak, all these gains were more than reversed as the current exchange rate is around 4.14, 4.15. So I think together with the oil markets, even the currency is actually starting to gauge and assess whether or not this implementation will be in place and how will it be implemented. There are so many factors at play when it comes to this oil story. We really have to wait and see. And also, domestically, we've looked at Malaysia's domestic economy. GDP growth has been very low. Inflation also is at historical lows. So we really have to look at all the drivers involved when it comes to the ringgit. Yeah.
What about the other ASEAN currencies like the Singapore dollar and also the Indonesian rupiah? Will they also have this short-term price relief following the surge that they have received in recent days?
Well, for the Indonesian rupiah, we did not actually see a sharp appreciation of the rupiah. Rather, the appreciation was more pronounced over time. I'll personally attribute that to the tax amnesty measures that the Indonesian government has recently introduced, leading to massive inflows back into Indonesia as the wealthy Indonesians bring back their funds from abroad. So for me, I'll think that the oil price movement did not really particularly drive this appreciation because it's happened even way before the OPEC agreement. Yeah.
With it is being said that the ringgit is correlated with the oil price. What are your target for the ringgit? It could be a range of your expectations.
Well, technically speaking, for the ringgit, the immediate resistance level will be a level at around 4.156. But we really have to see how things unravel. If OPEC really manages to get to an agreement to freeze output and things play out in positively in the oil story, we might see the ringgit appreciate, yeah.
So one final question. How do you think the oil and gas stocks will push forward on this?
Well, oil and gas stocks actually rallied following the news. Take, for example, the S&P 500 oil shares. It rose 4.34% following the news. But along with other oil-correlated assets and other asset classes, we really have to see how this OPEC story pans out. There really are too many questions to be answered at the present moment. I can't really say for sure how it will actually materialize.
That was Woon Tian Yong, investment analyst at Phillips Futures. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Mikio Kumada, global strategist at LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!